Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
It was amazing. It was so, so good. It was really so good. I cannot tell you how good it was. And just really quickly, we're going to show a video which will give you a snapshot. You know, it was funny planning it because we didn't know if we were going to be inside or outside and whether we were going to be split or all together. But we were so blessed because we could have our meetings outside, which meant that we could have all our meetings together, all 176 youth and young adults, our biggest camp ever. And so we had our meetings outdoor, which means we didn't have to wear masks, which was just amazing. We had three speakers come along, and I'm sure you'll hear a little bit about those speakers. But it was just really great. It was such a variety, amazing teachers. Teaching as well as just awesome encouragement. And we had, being a camp called Revival, we had salvations. And it was actually amazing because we didn't actually do a salvation altar call until the Monday morning, which is our last session of camp. But it was really amazing because I had girls come up to me on the Friday night and the Saturday and just said, "Oh, Nick, I just want to be saved. What do I have to do?" It was just incredible because people were so ready and so receiving what God was doing that we didn't actually even have, we did do an altar call. We had 8 first time salvations and a whole lot of recommitments as well. So it was just, yeah, that's well worth celebrating. And so, like, we ate like gourmet food 3 times a day. We had Craig, our head chef at camp, and he did a brilliant job. We also happened to have just a local chef from Holy Basil there as well, cook for us as well, so that was great to have some Thai food. It's worth coming to camp just for the food, I tell you, but it was incredible to see everyone together in God's presence, worshipping together, and so...
Hi, I'm Sam, and this year I'm going into year 7. I was super excited to go to the Youth and Young Adults camp this year, because every other summer I've only... heard about the awesome things they get to do from my older brother and sisters. Having now gone on a camp, I can say that it was an amazing experience. The food was great, the dancing was fun, tribal wars was fun, though maybe the red team will have better luck next time. It was a big camp, so I was nervous as I'm one of the only 2 year 7 girls that went. But everyone was so welcoming and inclusive, especially the year 9 girls who I shared a cabin with. One of the workshops I went to, Idol of Time, with Kim and Travis, encouraged me to really use my time wisely, spending more time reading and listening to the Bible and having my priorities straight to get me through year 7. I learnt so much on camp. The messages gave me a lot more to think about and I was challenged. I asked myself questions like, where am I in my walk with Christ? And I think about how I've been made new by being baptized. But I felt like there was still parts of my life where I'm not living God's way, rather saying and doing stuff because it's what my classmates do and it's cool. And I want to change that by acting differently to those around me. Worship each day was such a special time where I could feel the Lord's presence as everyone sings out and prays to Him. Every song we sing has such a powerful meaning. For me, singing "Send Me, I Will Go" is God telling me to spread the word to the people that need Him, specifically my school friends. I've always had trouble talking to them about what it actually means to be a Christian, not just going to church every Sunday, because I felt scared that they'll think what I'm saying is silly. Dave Edgar's message on the last morning was something I needed to hear, and I believe God is giving me the confidence to sow salvation seeds in my friends' hearts and to keep praying for them. During worship on the last day, God gave me a word. In Exodus 34, verse 29-35, talks about how when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, his face was radiant from being in the presence of God. So by being closer in a relationship to the Lord and obeying His commands, your spirit brightens, and I can visualize that as having a glowing bright face. This represents how I want to approach spreading the word to my friends, so their spirits are brightened and their faces glow. Through camp, God revived me. I feel really excited about where God is taking me in life, sending me to be that bright light that brings my friends to Him to be saved, guiding me through my first year of high school. And of course, I'm looking forward to all the frontline youth events this year and the next summer camp. Thank you.
Hey, church. Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Keishi. I'm in year nine. I'm in year nine, and I was born in Japan and moved here when I was seven with my mum and sister. And back then, I did not know God, but that changed after enrolling at Oxley and attending Sunday church and kids' camps. When I was in year four, on one of the camps actually, I decided to let Christ into my life. Since then, I would have considered myself a Christian, and I believed in God, but nothing really clicked, like others around me were saying. So I found it difficult, and well, I wasn't very consistent with my Bible reading, and I'd pray once in a while, but some doubts kept creeping around. I was waiting for some proof or a miracle. I could see for evidence that God was there, which I now know that's not what faith should be. And so quarantine overall was pretty good for me, mainly because I enjoyed the Netflix and the infinite food and not having to look nice. But I'll be honest, I felt extremely distant from God by the end of quarantine. And I wasn't reading the Bible, I was barely praying, and lots of distractions kept getting between me and God. So when I first heard about camp, 2021 Revival, I knew that I was not happy with where I was in terms of my faith journey, so I thought it was fitting, and I'd never been before, so I decided to go. I can say this now, it was one of the greatest camps I've ever been on in my life. And as Nick was saying, the food, oh. Sorry, Mum, your cooking's great as well. But Craig Moulton, you're an amazing cook. anyway, it was the second night, Ben Kumar spoke, and yeah, he was very amazing. But the message he spoke about was something I needed to hear. This might not be exactly what he said, because my handwriting's terrible. But yeah, here it is. So he said, we can ask God for things like the proof I was longing for, but we need to wake up and play our part by walking in the light of God. Don't look for the evidence or the encounters that you are longing to have. Believe in God. As 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And yeah, we need to take that leap of faith and trust that God is there for us always. And yeah, that was all I needed to hear. And so after the message, I was just swaying to the worship, playing in the background, and I thought to myself about how back in year four, when I'd given myself to Christ, I wasn't giving him every part of my being. Then someone comes up to me and says some things, but one thing they said was devote 100% of yourself to Christ. And I was like, what? Say that again, because I've been thinking about how I hadn't, and I was truly shocked with God's raw power and how he can get through the message to you in the most creative ways. And Ben had said that if you are broken and you want your spirit to be thrown away by God and renewed, and let the Holy Spirit fulfill every part of your body, get prayer. So I did. I went up to a leader and asked for prayer, and I decided that I would surrender right there and then, and I knew that there was no way I could get through life without God, because he is everything you need, and so I knew that God was calling for me to finally let him in, and I couldn't just leave all these things that I'd learned that night, so I chose to take that leap of faith and believe in God, and I felt truly amazing. I could tell God was working through so many people that night, and I felt God's presence in that session. Now, I know that after camp, there is a downfall, and it's not going to be smooth sailing from here. I know that. But as people encourage me, I'm trying to read the Bible every day and pray, because there's a lot you can get out of doing those things. And camp was just what I needed, a revival in my spirit. So I encourage those of you out there who haven't been to camp, I really recommend you guys to go, because it changes your life and certainly changed mine. And the way you look at so many different things, and there's really no other camp like this one in the world. Anyway, thank you for listening to my testimony.
Okay, this is kind of freaky. Hey everyone, my name is Annalise and I'm in year 9 at school, and I'm going to tell you about my encounters with God on camp. Revival camp literally changed my life. I feel like I found out who I really am in Christ and who I am as a person. I originally thought by the name of the camp that it was going to be more for people who wanted to be saved by Christ. And although I had already been saved, I was desperate to go anyway. But it was also different from what I was expecting. Honestly, I feel like God put me there for a reason, because all the messages and worship changed something in my life. On the Sunday morning, we did workshops, and I seriously think that God made the workshop series just for me, because before I was struggling with idolizing a certain celebrity. And although I wasn't exactly worshiping this person, I still had a huge obsession with him and was talking about him 24/7. So I was pretty surprised when the theme of the workshops was all about idolatry. God really changed me on this. And that night after the workshops and the night meeting, I got one of my friends, Eden, to delete all my pictures of him. Matthew 6:8 NIV says, "Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Camp was really challenging because I had asked God to guide me on how I should pray, and God showed me that part of revival was based on the gifts from him. On the Sunday night, the night I chose to wipe away my obsession, I was also crying out to God to show himself to me and to make...
Go away.
And although I was expecting something big to happen, I realized later that I didn't need to collapse on the floor or have something really crazy to happen for God to make himself shown to me. He is there always, even in the still and quiet moments. We were told in Romans 12:8-7, God had different gifts for us, and I honestly think that I didn't think that God had any for me. On Sunday morning, Ben Kermer had told us to write down what gift we thought that the Spirit had given us, and that and thought that I had nothing. And I remember crying to Eden about it, because I had asked twice for prayer that God would give me the gift of tongues. The second night he did. Honestly, I didn't realize until I was in bed that night. My brain was like, "Whoa, did you just speak tongues?" I guess so. Then on the Monday morning, I wanted to share a picture that God gave me with everyone, but I didn't get the chance because we ran out of time, so I'm going to share it now. One of the songs we sang was called "Send Me," and the words of the chorus is, "Send me, I will go into the city, to the nations of the world." As we were singing this, God gave me this vision of the whole camp in prison attached to huge chains. Then Jesus walked in and all our chains were crumbled to the ground. There in front of us, I saw Jesus on the cross, and he said, "Go into the world and tell them, preaching all that you know about me." Then Jesus came down from the cross, blessed us all, and we left telling everyone the good news of Jesus. That was a life-changing moment, and I will never forget that incredible camp. Thank you.
Hi. It's a lot of people. Okay, so my name's Tom. I'm in year 10. When I went on camp, I think I kind of arrived with the attitude that
If God wanted to do something in my life, to speak to me or move in me, then he would do it in his own timing, that I just had to wait for him. I soon realized that this was, in fact, not the case. In the third session, Ben said something that really stuck with me. He said, "Don't ask for the Spirit to fill you. Declare it over your life. Be expectant for God to move." This was a bit of a wake-up call for me. I had known that I couldn't expect God to do everything for me, that I had to take ownership of my walk with him. But it was almost like coming on camp, I'd just forgotten, I guess. In that moment, I realized that I had to change my mindset to be expectant for God to move. So I started praying, and in that moment, I just knew that God was going to move in my life. The theme of camp was revival. And before camp, whenever I thought about revival, I thought about this massive, loud change that could not be hidden. And so coming into camp, I thought that if I was going to have an encounter with God, it was going to be this massive, big moment where I would just know. I didn't know what I was going to know, but I was going to know. And God showed me on camp that revival can happen in subtle, quiet ways. And it is the change in our lives that happens because of this revival that is the change that cannot be hidden. I realized that this big idea of revival that I had in my mind actually had to start with God making a small, quiet change in me. I was standing there one night during worship, just playing my guitar, and I just got this feeling like a chill, almost like goosebumps, but not really. I'm not exactly sure how to describe it. And no, it was not just a cold draft of air. It was cold that night, though. In that moment, something had changed. I just felt different. It was such an amazing feeling. It was like I could just feel him standing right there next to me. While I was worshiping, and I knew that God had given me a new revival. I had this new perspective, a new sense of who he is to me and how I should be living my life. He showed me that revival works in its way from the inside out, and that if I want to see change in my life, then I have to make a change. To wake up and see the revival that he has already put in me, just waiting for me to take it where he wants me to. He showed me that I needed to put more of my trust in him, to not just hope for him to move, but to be fully expectant. And he showed me that when I am expectant of him to move, he will. Thank you.
Church. My name is Ashley, and I've been a part of Frontline for 4 years. I'm in year 10 this year. And there are so many things that happened to me on camp that I could talk about, but I feel that there's one thing that had the most impact on me. I'm going to start the story a little bit before camp. At the end of last year, God gave me a word: opportunity. I took that as a challenge, to take every opportunity that comes my way. Now, to those who truly know me, you'll know that I'm an anxious person. I'm not confident. I get scared talking to people. My mind is always thinking, what if I'm being too weird? What if they don't like me? What if? The theme for camp this year was revival, and I really felt that that was something I needed after the year that was 2020, of which I spent worrying and stressing. Everyone had these testimonies of getting really close to God during pandemic, and I couldn't relate. One of the nights we had, it was Ben from Discovery, and he talked about how we're all in this spiritual warfare. And that the enemy likes to plant little seeds of doubt in our minds to keep us from doing God's work. And I was like, oh. It felt like God was trying to tell me that I needed to trust him more. But the real revelation came on the last night of camp. Dave Edgar was preaching about the Holy Spirit, and he asked us if we wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was like, of course I do. I've always wanted that. He prayed over all of us, and I suddenly get this feeling of indescribable peace. And I remember thinking, that's what that feels like. That's what people always talk about when they're on stage. And so we're in there, and we're receiving the Holy Spirit. When Pastor Nick comes up and prays for me, and she gives me this message from God. She told me that I needed to stop walking with my back hunched, that I needed to start walking straight, upright in God's path. It was at that moment I realized that my fear was holding me back. It had been weighing on me so much that I wasn't living right. I wasn't doing the things I could have if I had just trusted God instead. Fear and worry had kept me from getting closer to God. Fear had held me back in 2020. And I knew I had to change that. I'm not saying that my fear just disappeared. I still feel. But I'm taking one step at a time, conquering fear by fear. So when Pastor Nick called me to ask whether I wanted to share my testimony, I knew it was another step, another opportunity, another fear to be conquered. And here I am now, sharing this in front of so many people. I may be scared right now, but I know that by doing this, I'm doing God's work. I'm sharing his outworking in my life to all of you. And that's enough. That's what matters. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Max, and I'm currently in Year 9. And my story starts 2 years ago when I was in Year 7. At the end of the year, my friends invited me along to summer camp, and the theme was Ascent. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to be too great because, like, we were sleeping at Oxley because of the bushfires, and I just wasn't too confident. But I was, like, really wrong. So in the first meeting or session, it was the first time I had experienced frontline youth altogether, and it blew me away. It was crazy. I really felt the power in the room. I got taken away, especially by the worship. From that message that night, I wrote three things down. One, just one touch can change my life. Two, one weekend can change my life, just like when Jesus was crucified. And three, stretch for the touch, because Jesus knows Jesus will stop for us. That weekend did change my life. On the second or third session at the end, Dan Gash was talking to me and some of my friends about speaking in tongues. Maybe because of peer pressure or something like that, when he encouraged us all to try or give it a shot, I didn't speak out. I was silent. So I walked back to the stadium to get supper. I was just like, oh, okay, just another session. And then that night I was praying and suddenly, boom, I could speak in tongues. It was absolutely incredible. I couldn't describe how I felt that night. So again, at the end of last year, I was super excited to come to the next camp. And I was changed from last year. I could now speak in tongues, and God had started giving me images to share to people. So then the workshop on day three, Ben and Tiani's workshop was about our spiritual gifts, and we were encouraged to think about what ours were. And in that moment, I wasn't thinking about speaking in tongues, but I was thinking about leadership. And then I had realized that all of things that have happened recently, it's like all clicked into one place. So I had been prayed for about leadership before. I had been given opportunities, and it was really amazing for that all to, like, almost come into me and, like, wow, I'm meant to be a leader. So I think it's just incredible that from me having a weak faith and then that one camp just totally flipped all that. It's really amazing what God can do in everyone. So I encourage everyone here just to take that one step and believe, and things can change radically. Thanks.
Hi, Church. So, if you don't know, my name is Madison Bradshaw. I'm 18 and going into my first year of uni this year. Woohoo! I'll be doing a double degree of visual arts and teaching, which is very exciting. So testimony. A bit of a slight backstory to give you some contextual detail. I did Year 12 last year, and for one of my art subjects, I had to pick a concept to develop over the whole year and then create a final piece about. And to be honest, I was really, really stuck with what to do. And so then at church, it was announced that the theme for the year was grow. And then all of my family were trying to, like, think of things together and brainstorm. And then on that church service, my mum texted me and was like, Maddie, that's it. That's the one. She's like, that's everything you've been talking about. And that's, like, such a perfect thing. And I was like, yep, that's awesome. I'm going to do that. So and no, I don't usually text in church. I will say that. But this one time I did. So as in, like, I think that should be okay. So, yeah, I focused for the whole entire year for art on my own personal growth. And using a garden as a metaphor for your heart. So what you plant into it obviously grows. As such, we should be careful of what thoughts we let into our mind. Flowers represent thoughts that provide joy and life, ones that we should nurture and let flourish. Then weeds symbolize negativity, thoughts that we should pick from our minds as a way to protect our hearts and look after our gardens. Otherwise, they will intoxicate the flowers and then become the focus. And personally, for a very long time, I have struggled with being way too negative about myself. Going through the same routine of, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and there's always someone better. And it got to a point where I got really comfortable in those lies. So doing this concept was really eye-opening for me and helped me assess where I was spiritually. And it also confronted me because I had to do the concept for like 5 times each week. So I was always thinking and always working on what can I do, what's going on, and how am I? And specifically in this day and age, I think so many people are burdened by the impacts of negativity and self-doubt. Whether it's projected by media or the people around us, we can battle with the weight of implied social perfection. Thus, when we don't feel good enough, these negative thoughts start to infest and spiral. Thoughts that bring death rather than life. And as per usual, camp was a time where I was really challenged over my mindset and entrenched way of thinking. Camp is always the time where you come and you know that God is going to do something amazing and spectacular. As we heard before, the song that we sung, Graves into Gardens, was so amazing for me to hear and to listen to because it honestly tied in everything that I was feeling over the year in the last couple years. When you stop to think about that phrase, the actual concept of turning graves into gardens, you reflect on the splendour and the power that those words hold. Turning something dead into something living seems merely impossible, yet it is possible with God. So when you picture a grave, you imagine this cold, sparse landscape riddled with overgrown weeds and dust piling up, concealing things long forgotten. Yet in Christ, we're never forgotten. My battle with negativity has never been pushed aside or neglected. I was never fighting by myself. I was merely growing and learning all under the protection of my Heavenly Father. Turning graves into gardens is the act of the Lord breathing life into ourselves, reviving our bones, giving us strength to continue on our personal journeys and growing beauty amidst things that were assumed dead, problems that we thought were forgotten. Psalms 86 verse 15 says, "But Lord, your nurturing love is tender and gentle. You are slow to anger, yet so swift to show your faithful love. You are full of abounding grace and truth." So I began to ask myself at camp, why am I so hard on myself when the man who created me and created the whole entire universe is patient, loving, and truthful? There was no need for me to feel that self-doubt or that negativity because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God used that song at camp as a way to say, I want to take those negative thoughts that you feel about yourself and turn them into something beautiful. Express the woman that I see you are. Bring life rather than death. Grow flowers rather than weeds. The song also brought everything into perspective. Along last year, God has been tying loose ends in the healing journey he'd brought me through over the last 4 years. All along, God was there, and he was always helping me and pushing me forward, even if I didn't feel it myself. He taught me to love the person he created me to be, rather than compare myself to others. On camp, I was able to put together the pieces of why he wanted me to focus on that concept for art specifically, because he knew that that whole journey I was doing at school was going to impact on my personal life and my whole entire life from this day forward. I was able to realise and love my self-worth and create stepping stones for me to continue in my journey and grow in myself. And I'm not up here saying that I'm all good now, everything's fine, like I still have these doubts and I still speak negatively about myself, but it's from the fact that I can stand here today and say I've got stepping stones to move forward, and I have the responsibility and I have the power to actually change my way of thinking. And it will take time, but all things take time, and with God I will trust him. And I'm up here saying that I'm so happy and so thrilled to finally know that I am who I am, and that's God's choice. Thanks, everyone.
That was awesome. Well, good evening, everyone. That's someone to go after. I'm Josh. I'm a young adult. So last time I was here, I was in year 8, I was a little kid, and I started with "Ud evening" instead of "good evening." It was like all the young adults over there laughed at me. It was really debilitating, you know. So going into camp, I was incredibly hungry for God. Like, last year was a mess. Like, everything was a mess, let's be honest. And I was really hungry for what he could do to move in my life, in my perspective, and in my situations. I had a lot of built-up anger and frustration, and, like, that was with my relationships and, like, my physical situation. However, throughout this year, like, I really tried to focus on God, and he really, like, helped me. He helped me, like, really focus, and, like, camp was also a great, like, thing to keep my eye on throughout this year. And I was met with an absolute flood of his love, which was, like, but at camp, it was, like, completely insane. And I summed it up with Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so you may have an overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus put me in a place where he held me so close, and it, like, I could just feel his power, and it, like, gave me so many moments of tears in the awe of it all. And he also gave me a word to speak into people's lives who were closing the door on God, and it was related to Revelation 3:20, when I stand at the door and knock. In the end, God showed me that no matter how far everyone strays from the road, God has made for us, that we're only one turn away. And my prayer for myself and for everyone who attended camp is that we can take the incredible testimonies and experiences on camp and use them to give glory to God throughout this year and the rest of our lives. Thanks, dudes.
G'day, church. My name's Rowan. I'm going into second year uni this year studying osteopathy, which is fun. I'm loving it. Camp this year, I was just super hungry for God and really eager to go deeper with God. And we got to the last night when Dave Edgar spoke, and he spoke about the power of the Holy Spirit, and he called it "For, In, and Through" was the title of his message. And he got through the message, and I was taking notes and loving the message, and then he prayed for people to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And by this stage, I was crying because, you know, I'm always crying when there's, like, talking about the Holy Spirit and whatnot. And then I went up to get my guitar because we were going to play some more worship music and whatnot. And about 30 seconds of being on stage, I hadn't even started playing it. And Travis was on the mic and he's like, "Rowan, get off the stage." Something like that. I can't remember what you said. But I was shaking. So I grabbed the lead out and threw it away and got off the stage. And I was like shaking and crying, couldn't barely see. And so then I grabbed the guitar and I was shaking so much I couldn't get it on the stand. And so then, like, once I got it on the stand, like, my legs were like jelly. It was just like the weight of the Holy Spirit. And it was just so powerful. And I was just at so much peace at the same time of being like, this is so weird because I can't stand. But yeah, it was so powerful. And I just like fell on my knees and I was just praying and crying. And God was just really moving in me. And it was such a powerful moment. So that went on for a little bit. And then he really just said, like, clear as day, it was just, "Rowan, like, this is what the message is." So he talked about how God moves for us, in us, and then through us. And so he really moved for me in this, like, in this night. He kind of showed me, kind of played back what had happened in my mind, how he'd moved for me, telling me to get off the stage. He'd really moved in me and, like, wrecked me, and the weight of the Spirit was really on me, which was awesome. And then he said, "Right now, I want to move through you." And so he said, "Go and pray for people." And so he gave me a couple of names, and I just was just filled with the Spirit and was so full of faith and so out of my comfort zone, because if you know me, I don't like doing that kind of thing, like, at all. But I went and did it, and it was just such an awesome night because God was just, like, moving in me, and it was just clearly showing that he has a calling for me and that he wants to use me. And so I've got John 14:12. I think it was Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do." So I just want to challenge you, if, like, wherever state we're in, wherever you are in your faith, whether you're a new Christian, whether you're not a Christian at all, or whether you've been a Christian forever, continue to ask God to move in you, and continue to use you and move through you, because he will. It's what the word says, and he promises that he will. And so if you ask him, he will. And whether it's exactly the way you think it is or not, he definitely will. And it'll be awesome. Thanks.
Awesome. Great stuff. How good have these testimonies been? It is so amazing, so amazing. And I love the way in which we see God encountering these guys in different ways, and so many different ways, and God speaks in so many different ways. And every single one of those guys took ownership on that camp and are taking ownership now as they walk it out. And so let's thank each of those guys for sharing. What an incredible... So great. And would you join with me now as we pray for those guys, we pray for the youth and the young adults, and really confirm everything that has happened on this camp a couple of weeks ago. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for these testimonies, and we know there are so many more testimonies as well out there from what you did on camp. And Lord God, we thank you that you have revived many people from the inside out. And Lord God, now through that, we can see revival in our communities. We can see revival as we walk it out, Lord God. And I just pray that as we have been encouraged this evening, Lord God, through these testimonies, that we would be challenged in our spirit, in our heart, to seek what it is that you are wanting to do in and through us, Lord God, as we come out of this place. And Father God, I pray for every testimony from camp. You say to write your word on our heart. I pray that you would write their testimonies, our testimonies on our hearts, Lord God, that it would go with us and it would shape who we are as we walk in your ways. So Jesus, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you so much for your presence and for your presence and for your spirit and the way in which you are moving through our youth and our young adults. And Lord God, we pray that we would continue to see more, that we would continue to dive head first into what it is that you want us to do, both this year and into the years to come. So, Father God, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.